Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Today I want to continue the message I started last week about the river of God from Ezekiel chapter 47. And I want to talk about life in the river. You know, and the river that we see in Ezekiel is that comes out of the temple of God is the river of the Holy Spirit. You know, I have friends that are all over the world, and God is moving by His Spirit in amazing ways all over the world. Today, I had a meeting with pastors, and we talked about the move of the Holy Spirit that's happening all over the world. You know, as things become more and more difficult, and life becomes more challenging for those who are willing to get into the river of the Holy Spirit, God is going to release His Spirit in a new and greater way. And we saw in Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1, that there was a river that flowed out of the temple of God. Temple of God is where God dwells. It's His place of His presence. And out of that presence comes the Holy Spirit. The river flows out. And an angel invited Ezekiel deeper and deeper in the river, first ankle deep and then knee deep and then up to his waist, and then finally in the river so deep that he couldn't touch the bottom anymore and he had to swim. And it was so wide he couldn't reach the other side. And you see, I talked last Sunday that there is a river of the Holy Spirit that's flowing around the world already. And what God is doing is wants to invite us deeper into the river of His Holy Spirit. And there are many people that just get ankle deep in. They get a little blessing. They enjoy the Holy Spirit work at church, and they get a little excited about the Holy Spirit, but they don't really allow the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in their lives. And so God is calling the river of the Spirit is already here. We don't have to pray for the river of the Spirit to come. The river of the Spirit is already here. He's just inviting you and I deeper into the river of the Holy Spirit. So then I want to talk about what life is like in the river of the Spirit. And we first thing we need to recognize about the river of the Spirit is that it's not about us. It's not about us being great. It's not about promoting us. It's not about what we want. The river is all about the Holy Spirit. And the river is about what God wants and the Holy Spirit wants to do in the world today. God is at work in the world today. God is preparing the church for the return of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is the one that Jesus sent to prepare the church for His return when He comes back again. So the first thing we need to know about the river is that it is the river of the Holy Spirit. It's not your river. It's not somebody else's river. It is the river of the Holy Spirit. And secondly, we need to recognize the Holy Spirit does one thing. He exalts the name of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 16, verse 13 through 14, John 16, 13 through 14 says, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you unto all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you of things to come. He will glorify me," this is Jesus talking, "He will glorify me, He will take what is mine and declare it to you." And so the river of the Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And today there's a lot of lying and deception and corruption going on. But when you flow in the river, you flow in the truth of God's Word. You don't flow in the truth of man, you flow in the truth of God's Word. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus is the river. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. And so when you get into the river of the Spirit always exalts Jesus, always reveals the will of Jesus. He said, when the Spirit comes, He will not speak on His own authority. He will speak what He hears. So when we listen to the Holy Spirit, He's speaking what Jesus is speaking. See, when Jesus was walking on the earth, He said, "I only do what the Father shows me to do, and I only speak what the Father tells me to speak." See, Jesus was in the river of the Spirit, and he only spoke and did what the Father revealed to him. And Jesus said, when this Holy Spirit comes, he's going to reveal to you the things that I want you to do, and to reveal my purposes for you, and my what God I desire to do in you. And you will hear me speak, the Holy Spirit will speak what I speak, he will show you what I want to do. And he goes on to say, he, the Holy Spirit, will glorify me, Jesus. So the Spirit will always glorify Jesus Christ. The Spirit does not glorify man. The Spirit glorifies Jesus Christ. He says, he'll take of what is mine and declare it to you. So he'll take what is in Jesus and he will give it to us. And so our example of life in the Spirit is the life of Christ. And when Christ walked on the earth, he walked in authority and power, but he walked in love and compassion. And everything he didn't do for himself. He didn't do to exalt himself. He did for people. Jesus laid down his life for people. Jesus came to serve people. And so his power was motivated by love. You know, when a lot of people, when they talk about the Holy Spirit, they want to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit is powerful, but the Holy Spirit operates in love. Jesus said the two greatest commandments are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor or other people the same way you love yourself. Or Jesus said, the new commandment I give to you, love others the same way that I have loved you. And so power by itself can be corrupted. Power can be used for people to control people, to accomplish what you want to do. But the power of the Holy Spirit exalts the name of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit operates in love. Because love is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. In Galatians 5, we see the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness. See, it didn't say the fruit of the Spirit is power. It said the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. See, that is the character and nature of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit operates in power, but what motivates the Holy Spirit is love. What motivated Jesus when he walked on the earth was his love for people. Jesus didn't heal people to show that he was powerful. Jesus didn't heal people to show that he was an important person. Jesus healed people because he loved people. The people said that Jesus spoke with authority, not like the scribes and Pharisees. The scribes and Pharisees were the ones in Jesus' day who had authority and power, but they used their authority and power to control people. But the authority Jesus had was an authority to operate in love, an authority that was used to help people, to encourage people, to build up people, to heal people, and to provide for people. It was all about others. See, when you come under the river of the Spirit, it's not about you anymore. It's about bringing what you can bring to others. See, wherever the river went, it produced life. It produced abundance. You know, it didn't just produce abundance financially, even though it can produce abundance. It produced abundance in everything. And things that produced abundance in are things like love, peace, joy, salvation, restoration. Restoration means making someone whole and complete again, healing and blessing. That is the abundance of the river. And the deeper you go into the river of the Spirit, the greater your love will be for God. And the greater the love will be for people. When you get into the river, Jesus will be the center of your life in your river. And you'll have a greater love for people because that is the character and nature of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to even love your enemies and those who misuse you and despitefully use you. How do you do that? That comes from the river of the Holy Spirit. And that manifests itself in love. You'll have an abundance of love if you walk in the river. Jesus said, out of you will flow rivers of living water. That's rivers of love, rivers of joy, rivers of peace will flow out of you because you're in the river of the Spirit. And wherever the Spirit goes, it produces love, joy, and peace. Wherever the Spirit goes, it produces life. It produces encouragement. It produces healing wherever it goes. And so we need to understand that as the world gets more wicked and corrupt and violent and lying and deception, we who are in the river just do the opposite thing. We walk in peace. We walk in joy. We walk in love. We're out there encouraging people, blessing people, doing good things for people, because we are in the river of the Holy Spirit. See, the river of the Holy Spirit is not like the world at all. It's totally different from the world. In 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 10, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 10, we see the Bible defines what love is. And it says, love suffers long, is kind. Love does not envy. See, why does love not envy? Because love always promotes other people, lifts other people up. See, you're not envious if you flow in the river, because your purpose is for the river to grow. Your purpose is to bless people. Your purpose is to see people lifted up and come into the fullness of the blessing of God. Love suffers long, is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. See, love is not about you. Love is about other people. It's not about making yourself great. It's about making other people great. It's about lifting other people up. And so that love is not parade itself, is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. See, love does not think evil of other people. Love thinks good of other people. See, Jesus did not condemn sinners. Jesus did not speak evil of sinners. Jesus spoke good things. He wanted to encourage sinners. He wanted people, sinners, to know the love of Jesus Christ, that God loved them. He didn't require people to repent before he healed them. No, he healed people, and as a result of the love of God manifested, people gave their lives to Jesus Christ because of the love of God toward them. And when they gave their lives to Jesus Christ, they entered the river, and their lives were changed by the Holy Spirit because of Jesus Christ. So he says, love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. It doesn't rejoice in bad things. It rejoices in good things. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And it goes on to say, prophecy is going to go away. Speaking in tongues is going to go away. Signs and wonders and miracles are going to, all this stuff is going to come in. But it says, love will never cease. Love always remains. And so the river that God is calling us to is a river that has an abundance of everything. It has an abundance of love. It has an abundance of peace. It has an abundance of joy. It has abundance of power. It has abundance of blessing. See, but it's not abundance for us. We become part of the river to bring blessing. See, wherever the river goes, it brings life. And so God is calling us to flow in this river that he is, the river of the Holy Spirit that is flowing in our world today. It is going to demonstrate God's character and nature in the world. It's going to demonstrate God's love and God's care for people. And it's going to demonstrate God's power and God's blessing for people's lives. God is calling us into this river. In John chapter 7, verse 37 through 39, John 7, 37 through 39 says, on the last day of the great feast, this is a feast that Israel had every year to celebrate the harvest that they come in. So it came in harvest season. So they celebrate for 7 days the blessings of God on their lives and the blessings of God on their country. And it says, on the last great day of the feast, and the last day the priest would take a cup of water from the pool of Siloam and carry it up into the temple. So he's carrying this water, a water representing God's Holy Spirit, up into the temple. And as the priest was walking by, there's thousands of people. Jerusalem is filled with people celebrating this feast of Passover, this feast of harvest. And Jesus stood up in the midst of the crowd, and he cried out, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus had not yet died and risen again. And Jesus had to die for our sins and rise again and send the Holy Spirit to us. But he said, this river that we've become a part of, it will flow out of us. Rivers, not just one river. Rivers means abundance. Rivers of love, rivers of joy, rivers of peace, rivers of victory, rivers of power, rivers of restoration, rivers of healing, rivers of blessing. All this will flow from us by the Holy Spirit in us as we become part of the river. See, the manifestation of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. That is the manifestation of the Spirit. That is how the Spirit of God manifested in the life of Jesus. Jesus walked around filled with love for people, with peace and joy. He brought healing and deliverance and salvation to people. He built people up. That is the river that flows up. He said, this river will flow out of those who believe in him. And this is referring to talking about the Holy Spirit that would come, the Holy Spirit that is in us. When you are born again, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. John 3 says you have to be born again of the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. But you need to allow the Holy Spirit to grow in you. And you see, the Holy Spirit washes that which is evil and wicked about you. The Holy Spirit brings change in your life as you study the Word. And the Holy Spirit begins to change you and begins to change you from glory to glory into the very image of Christ. And that river, if you're a believer today, if you've been born again, that river is inside of you. You just need to allow the river to flow out of you. Jesus said, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water that will bring life everywhere it goes. We saw that as the river flowed in Ezekiel chapter 47, everywhere it went, it produced life, produced lots of fish. There was life along the shores of the river. It said along the river was trees that produced fruit every month. It produced different fruit every month, and that fruit was food for the nations. See, God wants to bless us to be a blessing to others. See, the tree doesn't eat the fruit itself. The tree produces fruit for other people. And Jesus said, if you are in me and I am in you and my words are in you, you will produce much fruit. And so our life is in Jesus. Our life is in the Spirit of God. God is wanting to move by his Spirit. You know, the prophetic word that God gave me last week was like the Nile River. There is a river of the Holy Spirit will flow northward out of the heart of Africa and will bring life wherever it goes. See, don't look at your circumstances, situation, because the river doesn't come from your natural situation you're in. Your river doesn't come from money or position or power in the world. No, the river does not come from the world. The river comes from the heart of Africa. It comes from the heart of men and women in Central Africa whose hearts are after God, whose hearts are after Jesus Christ, who want to walk as Jesus walked, whose hearts are for the world, who have a compassion and love for the world, a people to rise up out of Africa who walk in the peace and joy of the Holy Spirit, despite what is going on around about them. And that is what's going to rise up out of Central Africa. That is the move of the river of God. And everywhere it goes, it's going to produce food for the nations. And food is natural food, but it's also spiritual food that it's going to bring to the nation. Food that satisfies, food that fulfills man. See, Jesus said he wants to bring a food that produces bread that brings everlasting life in us. The second thing is the leaves of the tree, it says, produced healing for the nations. Healing is spiritual healing from sin, spiritual healing from what sin has done in people's lives. See, sin destroys our life. Sin produces hate and anger. Sin produces things that lying and cheating. Sin produces pain in people's life. Sin is a terrible thing. And wherever the river goes, it produces trees and its leaves produce healing. Healing from all that sin has produced in our life. Healing in our body. Healing in our soul, our mind, will, and emotion. See, that's what the river produced. That's what God is going to produce out of the heart of Africa. A river that's going to bring healing to the nations. But we saw in Ezekiel 47:11 that we need to be careful that we don't allow areas of our life to block off from the river that God wants to produce in us. And in Ezekiel 47:11 says, but the swamps and marshes along the river will not be healed. They will be given over to salt. And so nothing will grow on the marshes. You know, that is where the river's not flowing. See, where water remains stagnant, that is, water doesn't move, it becomes contaminated. You can't drink that water. That water is not good for you. See, Jesus wants to do springs of living water. See, springs produce fresh water. It doesn't produce old water. See, old water is not good for us. You know, God wants to do a new thing in us. You know, in Isaiah 43:18-19, he says, do not remember the former things, nor the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I'll even make roads in your wilderness and rivers in your desert. See, God wants to do a new thing in Uganda. God wants to do a new thing in Kenya. God wants to do a new thing in Burundi and Rwanda. God wants to do a new thing in the Congo. God wants to do a new thing in Central Africa. God wants to produce a river of his Holy Spirit, not a river of selfishness or power or greed, but a river of love, peace, and joy, a river of healing and deliverance, a river of power that God wants to release out of Central Africa. God says, I want to do a new thing in you. God wants to bring something new in our life. And God wants to bring something new out of the church in Africa. See, God wants to do something new in each of us. See, it's in, that river flows out of each of our hearts. And as those rivers begin to join together, it begins to produce a change in our world around us. But we can't allow the river to become stagnant. It said this river, the flow of life that came out of the temple in Ezekiel 47, there were parts, there were areas that the river did not flow into, areas that had remained the same, areas that had not changed, areas that become, the water become old and stagnant. You couldn't, it wasn't producing life anymore. See, there are areas sometimes in the church that are not producing life anymore. They're just religious activities. They're dead. There's no life in them. We have to be careful in our own lives. Sometimes in our life, there are areas of our life that we don't allow God to come into. We want to do our own will in those areas. We want to accomplish our purposes. They may be areas of pride, areas of traditions that we have, areas that we are not willing to turn over to Jesus Christ. See, the only area the river can flow in are areas that you have committed to Jesus Christ. You've yielded your life to Jesus Christ. And we need to get rid of those old stagnant areas because those areas are dead. There is no life in those areas. And so God wants to produce a new thing because the river is always new. The springs are always new. A spring does not produce old water. A spring constantly produces fresh, clean water. It just doesn't produce fresh, clean water one day a week. It produces fresh, clean water year-round. And Jesus said, you'll have springs of living water coming out of you, referring to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to do something new in you every day of the week. And how does that happen? It happens when you focus on Jesus Christ and you ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You know, as you walk through your day, say, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do now? How do you want me to respond to this situation? What do you want me to say? When you're talking to someone, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to say to that person? Holy Spirit, how do you want me to minister to that person? You know, sometimes you can meet someone who's very bitter and angry. Instead of getting bitter and angry yourself, no, you say, Holy Spirit, how can I encourage this person? How can I speak well of this person? You know, I like to compliment people and things. There's a business I go into, and for some reason, the woman that works in this business has a very bad attitude about everybody. She speaks badly of people. She doesn't speak goodly of people. She just has a bad attitude. And when I come in with the love of Jesus. I come in with the joy of Jesus. I come in with the peace of Jesus. And I try to speak something good about her. I try to say something good that she's doing. Because it's the goodness of God that brings people to repentance. It's the goodness of God that releases the life of God in the people's heart. You know, I can allow her to make me bitter and angry. She can speak things to me that can make me angry. But I'm not going to let anger come up in me because anger is not part of the river. The river doesn't of God, the river of the Holy Spirit does not produce anger, does not produce jealousy or strife. The river of God produces love, peace, and joy. It produces patience and gentleness and meekness. That is the river of the Holy Spirit. So that is the river I carry with me. And God wants that river to spring up with you every day. Just think about it. If all the believers in your church or all the believers in your city, springs of living water were coming out of them, well, how would it change your city? How would it change your village? How would it change the people around you? See, we can't allow the pollution, the ugliness of the world to contaminate us. We are here as light in the world. We are here to bring about change in the world. You know, God is calling us to be part of this river. God is calling you to be part of this river. You become part of this river, first of all, by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, becoming born again, allowing the Holy Spirit to come in you. The Holy Spirit will begin to produce a change in your life. Then the river continues to flow as you yield and go deeper in the river. Allow the Holy Spirit to become a greater part of your life. Exalt the name of Jesus. Walk in love, joy, and peace. There is a river rising up out of Central Africa. It is a river of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the river of the love of Jesus Christ that's going to flow out of Central Africa, that's going to flow north, and it's going to affect everywhere it goes. Lord God, I thank you for the river of your Holy Spirit that is flowing throughout the world today. I thank you for the river of the Holy Spirit that is going to rise up, that is rising up in the hearts of men and women, believers in Africa, Lord God, Central Africa, that's going to flow northward, Lord God, and is going to produce life wherever it goes. I pray you'll encourage every person listening to the Voice of Hope today. Lord, encourage their hearts. May they not look at all the problems around about them. May they look to you, the author and finisher of their faith. May they allow the Holy Spirit to rise up as a spring of living water in them, to bring life into their homes, life into their communities, life into the areas around it, life into the people they meet, life into their business, life into their marriages, life into every place they go, Lord God. Lord, we are carriers of life. We are not carriers of death. Lord, we rejoice in you today. I pray you'll meet every need, Lord God, as they get deeper into the river. May you show yourself mighty on their behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. I encourage you to invite your friends to listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday on the radio. You can also go and on the Voice of Hope today. It's on Facebook and on YouTube. The Voice of Hope today is on Facebook and YouTube. I do a little 10-minute thing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to encourage you in the Lord. May you have a blessed week, and I hope you'll tune into the Voice of Hope next Sunday. God bless.